الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأمته وبارك وسلم. فقد قال الله، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Holy Quran that, O you who believe, if a wicked person comes to you with any news, investigate it, lest you should harm a people out of ignorance and become regretful over what you have done. It is stated in a hadith that the Blessed Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, إِنَّ أَمَامَ الدَّجَّالِ سِنِينَ خَدَّاعَاتٍ يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذِّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا رُوَيْبِضَةٌ. قِيلَ مَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ؟ قَالَ الرَّجُلُ التَّافِهُ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامَّةِ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said that indeed preceding the false Messiah, the Dajjal, will be years of deception in which liars are believed and the truthful are denied, the deceitful are trusted, the trustworthy are considered traitors, and the disgraceful will deliver speeches. It was said, O Prophet of Allah, who are the disgraceful? Upon which the Prophet of Allah said, petty men with authority over common people. In the face of this corona madness, I think what is most important to say is that Muslims have nothing to lose. Muslims effectively have lost everything over the last 200 years. They've lost lives, innumerous lives. They've lost their lands and their sovereignty. They've lost their honor, their dignity. They have been impoverished. They've been pillaged. The women have been raped, their children enslaved. It is really our non-Muslim Western compatriots that have everything to lose. Governments love crises because when people are fearful, then they are more willing to give up their rights and their freedoms for promises that a government, and remember, governments are no more than people like me and you, weak people, vulnerable people. People driven by their own egos, selfish aspirations. And people, like me and you, think that by giving up our rights and freedoms, the government somehow will promise to take care of us. As Muslims, obviously, we should be the first to laugh in the face of this assertion. 9/11 was a good example for us. It was a prepping. After 9/11, we were the virus. We were the threat, the existential threat to humanity. Every Muslim had to be quarantined. You could not be associated with one for fear that you may be part of a conspiracy to destroy civilized society. And after 9/11, Americans and Australians and people across the Western world accepted this lie. They accepted this falsehood. And also the near total destruction of their civil liberties in what was in the United States, the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security, and in Australia, the complete subversion of civil rights and freedoms of Australian peoples by John Howard and Tony Abbott. Governments love chaos, they also love martial law. People should ask themselves whether this coronavirus pandemic could be a big hoax, with the actual danger of the disease massively exaggerated by those who seek to profit, whether it's financially, whether it's politically, from panic. We've seen the financial and political profit wrought by large multinational corporations, the military-industrial complex, for example, with 9/11. For Muslims, this seems to be same old, same old. And that's not to say that there is no disease or that the disease is harmless. Without question, people will die. People will die from coronavirus just as they die from the common cold and the common flu. Those in vulnerable categories, like the aged, obviously must take precautions. But we've seen this movie before. Muslims have been through this. Government overhypes a threat. This is an excuse to grab more freedoms. And like I say, we have nothing to lose. We have lost everything. And when the threat is over, they don't give back freedoms. That was part of, you could say, the great conspiracy. Any state of fear brings panic. And once panic is the prevailing attitude of society at large, then the herd seeks safety at all costs. Seeking safety under these circumstances allows for tyranny, and when the restrictive consequences of that tyranny are in place, then escape from mass slavery is impossible to achieve. And this is where we are headed. It must be understood that any decision that you make under duress, any decision you make under stress, any decision you make due to fear, ultimately ends in the sacrifice, more often than not, of cherished freedoms. And when freedom is compromised, then what is left? Nothing is left except slavery. So we've been told that a pandemic is upon us, and that we must sacrifice for the good of all and for the sake of the nation. This is what the communists said. And we see what happened with communist Russia. The new generation, the millennials, haven't seen communism. So to them, this is just something new. So as older people like us, seen that, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. If people at large accept this premise that somehow you sacrifice your rights for the greater good, communism in other words, then individual sovereignty is permanently damaged. Your freedoms are thrown out the window. And when the masses as a group seek shelter from harm and agree to temporarily, at least as far as they're concerned, relinquish their freedoms, then what's the consequence? Disproportionate power, which equals oppression. Oppression is the result. There no longer checks and balances. The Western secular democratic world prides itself on the separation of powers, the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive. Well, guess what? It no longer exists. This means that all we have is tyranny. And that is why panic is so dangerous, and why hasty decisions should never be made during a real or even a supposed crisis. And our government has been as guilty of this as any other, whether it was done foolishly or whether it was part of a conspiracy against ordinary people. Well, I guess me and you will never know. But by their fruits ye shall know them. This is the timely advice of the Bible. By their fruits you will know them. Now, there is no certainty that this new coronavirus called COVID-19 is any more dangerous than any other virus in the past. But the ruling class and their minions in the mainstream media and beyond are screaming at the top of their lungs that this is the scourge of mankind, and that tens of millions of people will become infected, and hundreds of millions will die. And this is being promulgated by government at every level, WHO, the World Health Organization as well. A complicit media that seems to do everything it's told to do by those holding political or financial and military power. And this is being done regardless of the fact that no one really knows much about this so-called virus. That is a fact. No one seems to know or knows very little, or in fact nothing, about its true origins. There's all sorts of speculation. No one absolutely knows anything about its mutations. That is a fact. Everything at this stage is speculation. And the word pandemic is used. And the word pandemic bears a similarity to the word panic, and also pandemonium. And pandemonium is always worse than any pandemic. Pandemic evokes an almost instant flush of fear. People then become easily manipulated by talking heads, the mass media, politicians, before any details have even touched the surface or context in which this word pandemic is used. Those who plan the major moves on the chessboard of covert human control know that by leading with the word pandemic, they have an instantly effective weapon at their disposal to psychologically weaken the resistance of individuals that are vulnerable to all sorts of irrational and impressionistic mindsets. Everyone simply believes what they're told. Told by the media, told by the politicians, there seems to be very little independent thought in a so-called free world. So in a world that's heavily conditioned by the proclamations of the mass media, the fear weapon has a huge psychological power. And again, we see it playing its mischief. And as we have all witnessed over the past few months, the coronavirus story has been unleashed with delight by the news media. And this under orders from those purveyors of malevolent missions, as far as I'm concerned, against Insan. And the one who sits at the top of it all is none other than the arch enemy of Insan, Shaitan. And amongst Shaitan, there are the devils within humanity. And I'm sure they must be laughing at this moment. And all of this is pumped up to maximum volume. And then it's dispersed globally. The deliberately designed fear message has the instant effect of making the majority of people feel powerless. And that's the purpose of fear. Surrender. The big problem is at large. And we people feel very small. And this is the beginning of an entrapment, which then will color every aspect of daily life. And today, we've heard that the Prime Minister has said, you're not allowed to be within 2 meters of the next person. And that is worse than Nazi Germany and Communist Russia at its height. And we're supposed to be champions of the free, those who fought against the Nazis, and we blow our trumpets every Anzac. Well, most of humanity has undergone a process of education which depends for its effectiveness on the perceived power of some authority to exert an unquestioning, controlling influence over the general direction of life. And this is the purpose of school. This is the purpose of university. You're taught just enough to believe you know everything, but not enough to question everything. And this applies to the ordinary kid in kindy and the qualified doctor. The function of education is to create the type of person that always yields to authority, and that authority is always wielded by some faceless government officials. And a source of influence that depends for its continuing effectiveness on never being subjected to any type of rational scrutiny or any genuine examination of any kind requires also fear. Not just indoctrination, but also fear. And this is how Allah describes the system of tyranny of Fir'aun, ala fil ard, who exalted himself over the land, a bureaucracy that has absolute control over the general affairs of all life, and who is able to exert its influence through indoctrination, its magicians, its men in coats, its so-called scientific fraternity, and ultimately it exercises its full authority through fear. We've been here before. And for Muslims, for us to be scurrying around like rats indicates at least this much, that most Muslims don't know their Quran. Most haven't even been to madrasa where they've learned the story of Musa and Fir'aun. Those stories are not there for our entertainment. They're not a pastime. They are, as our elders have said, qasasul awwaleen mawa'id lil akhirin. The stories of the ancients are an admonition for the later ones like me and you. So this is the beguiling power of full-on indoctrination and control. And in Fir'aun, we find the consummate manifestation of it in the ancient world. And in the rising power of secular humanism or masonry, or call it whatever you choose, it is the pharaonic order that is the desirable system of governance. And in the battle now raging for who controls the world, some of the largely hidden or disguised controlling agents of the modern world are now appearing on the surface. That's what we're seeing. This is the first stage of the removing of masks. And that's why there's chaos. And that's why there's fear. 3 or 4 months ago, no one could have anticipated the absolute complete shutdown or lockdown of Australia, except in the face of some type of threat from China invading. Australians would have fought the Chinese tooth and nail, willingly have bowed down to some hoax. This is the flavor of the month. The new agent of fear. Me and you were the green fear. Remember, we were the virus. We were the ones who were destroying Australian society. Remember Tony Abbott? Remember the contagion of Muslims? When I was in Australia in the 90s, full spectrum measures were taken to fully incarcerate the entire Muslim population within 24 hours. People forget that. We suffer from collective amnesia. Muslims should be a little smarter. So this corona contagion is full of contradictory idiosyncrasies. The more you actually think about it, the more ridiculous the entire story is. In fact, there are so many nonsensical factors associated with the media attempts to report on what's going on that most of us actually feel quite dazed, and that's the fact. Even myself, initially, it was quite perplexing and it was confusing. And if we try to follow the script in real time, well, it's just all over the place, isn't it? But the least we can agree on is that it doesn't make sense. Something is amiss. So what has become all too clear is the fact that large number of people are being herded. And they're not resisting. Even our Islamic organizations. No one's resisting. The scare tactics being employed are more dangerous actually than the virus. The pollution of your mind is more dangerous than any contaminant in your body. The surrendering of your freedoms and your liberties under this induced state of psychosis, and all manner of tricks can be perpetrated on humanity, and Shaitan is loving this. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. The greatest threat, and that's why Allah concludes the Quran with that. Why? At least if you can walk away with this from the message of the Quran, inshallah, hopefully your najah, your salvation is guaranteed. There are people who whisper into your minds. The contagion of the mind is worse than any contagion. And there are men and there are jinn. And that is precisely what we are witnessing at this time. Many will already be familiar with the ambitions of the controlling deep state secret powers that should not be. And will know that a pre-planned phase of social and economic chaos is a key factor in the attempted rollout of a totalitarian new world shaitani order. George Bush said it with the first Gulf War, and we've seen what happened in the world since that first Gulf War. This is no conspiracy theory. This is just the next phase. These words are no fancy term of denigration. They're words used by the very people who wield disproportionate power. But it's a shaitani order. It's not a new order. It's very old. We've seen it before. We are now in this phase, and its success, this step, which actually is not the most dangerous. This is certainly not what you should be fearing. It's what comes next. But the success of this phase depends upon a large enough body of people following the instructions that are passed down without question by political puppets of other actors, call them the minor dajjals, dajjalin kadabi, liars. And by the cowardly repetition of these instructions by the mainstream media, who should be, what, the champions of free speech and holding government to account, but simply have become part of, well, the mechanism. Once again, the fear card plays a key role. Without fear, the scam can't work. This time, in keeping a constant level of anxiety and hysteria on the boil, and you see it, and it's being ratcheted up, step by step, while working to ensure that those able to recognize the true nature of the scam are coerced into not stepping out of line, thereby risking their job or securities or status within the rigidly enforced master-slave relationship of this status quo. We don't want to lose our jobs. We don't want to lose our lecturing positions. We don't want to lose our government appointment. And it's not just me and you. Many non-Muslim Australians I've spoken to feel the same. We're not alone. But Muslims are expected to be a little more courageous, a little more committed to truth, a little more passionate about upholding their deen as a point of reference in measuring right and wrong, and not simply swallowing hook, line and sinker the trash that is spewed out of the box. This whole sick structure maintains its momentum based upon pure top-down, not power, but deception and exploitation. Yet those at the receiving end largely choose to remain oblivious of the fact that they're being used and they're being abused for the benefit of a fascist idea, a complete totalitarian idea. That's effectively what Australia is in now. And by not protesting in the face of such treatment, but instead by complying with it, a silenced population establishes the basis of its own debasement and its own slavery. Now, these methods have been practiced over and over and over again in the history of the world. But what we find, each time hindsight reveals the motivation to have been an obsession with power and control. And the perpetrators, Actually, a small number of psychopaths. They certainly have no compassion. They certainly have no concern for me and you. And this time it seems to be even more sinister. It seems to be even more shaitani, where they're taking the form of military might or un-Islamic religious dogmas like the Catholic Church did once upon a time, or modern-day corporate and banking control freaks, or big pharma. Provided the drama has been well staged, managed, and might has produced fright, those that enjoy a monopoly of power will get their way, and they're getting away with it now. So how well is the rollout being stage managed on this occasion, and what is the plan? Well, owing to the fact that we are interconnected world, there's a transplanetary linkage amongst any two individuals anywhere in the world at any given point in time. The master plan, therefore, is no longer a regional or national affair. Now it's a global affair. Now we can talk about one world governance or shaitani governance. The main players, obviously, have been planning. Wa makaru, Allah talks about the planning. Wa makarallah, we as Muslims take comfort in the fact that Allah also plans. And their plans ultimately lead to nothing but their own destruction. But they've hatched and they've plotted their plans for a long time. And before even any of us get to know about the plan, if you look at what's been happening in Davos, and also the Bilderberg meetings which continue every year, and other such meetings of the coterie of the so-called world's powers that should not be, they are used only for one thing and one thing alone, not to hatch a plan, but rather to gain consensus on the timing and the methods to be deployed according to that plan. And in the case of COVID-19, its appearance on the scene, or at least the spreading of the story about something nasty going on under this name, COVID-19, is timed, as far as I'm concerned, to divert attention from the speeding up of the installation of what are deemed to be important spokes in the creation of this totalitarian new world, shaitani, dajjali order. And for us, the conspiracy is known from the lips of the Prophet of Allah, who talked about dajjal, who talked about this deception, who talked about this age of liars. And what is that, you could say, infrastructure that is required for a new world order? Well, the rollout of 5G microwave modulated Wi-Fi, that's one example. The interconnectedness of all things, the internet of all things, the digitized smart grid. Well, guess what? You're just part of that grid. You're just a cog in the wheel. A robotic transport system. You are not allowed to be moving from place to place where the travel bans have started. But even within your own city, unless you use robotic transport systems in the guise of some type of medical martial law. But then your movement is even further curtailed. We have facial recognition population surveillance programs, and that's no secret. New strains of genetically modified organisms and vaccines, the coronavirus being an example, an anomalous vaccine, no one seems to know, appearing out of thin air. The predominant game plan is actually to reset global finance as the first step. And this is needed to be supporting the so-called euphemistically named Green New Deal with its holy grail of zero carbon, which basically means that you are given carbon credits or carbohydrate credits. You're only allowed to consume that amount, in violation of which you can be effectively eliminated as a threat to the populace. It's called communism. Now, the fact that China has likely been the initial bioweapon target does not detract from a more widespread aim to disrupt the economy of the world as a whole. And the effectiveness of this disruption depends upon the greater part of the populace who are swept along in a bubble of blind belief in the authenticity of this virtual storyline. Ultimately, what happens when the populace blindly believes, it'll disguise the very actual imposition of the fascist state, which is what is happening in Australia. And I would say that the stage management is pretty poor. And that's because there's a plethora of contradictory and irrational things happening. The clampdown actions being imposed in the name of containing this bogey bug, in fact, stretches the credibility, the degree to which we can actually believe this, to the breaking point. And that's why many people even out there are beginning to question this. It's a farce, as far as I'm concerned. And it does involve actual deaths. Let's not beat about the bush. But it also involves police state, and none of these can be laughed at. As far as I'm concerned, if you put this under the spotlight, it's seen for what it is. It's a planned manipulation of people. and most importantly, the resources of the planet. And the main goading tool to get people herded consists in the well-rehearsed art of spreading what? Not information, fear and panic. The information is self-contradictory. The panic and the fear is real. And this in turn undermines the rational and common sense gifts that we all enjoy. We've been blessed with this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this common sense is in good order, we can clearly see through the facade and we can hold the line of reason and truth. But you see how quickly people actually are veering far from that line of common sense and reason. Many have seen this order out of chaos drama coming for years. The chaos bit is with us right now. The so-called order is to follow, and it consists in the emergence of a peacemaker, a peace plan. And that involves the lead conspirators raking the chips off the roulette board, because what's happening with the stock exchange, everything is losing its value and is being gobbled up at a pittance by the true actors. And after they rake off the chips from the roulette board and cash them in for temporary satisfaction, it'll allow us a little holiday. And in this period, the weak-kneed amongst us can rejoice at their survival. And then it'll bless the emergence of this new order under authority of, well, we don't really care who runs this new world order, or who doesn't. So long as we can have them save us from anarchy and ruin, there'll be order from chaos. And this is exactly as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the emergence of the Dajjali order. Now, every one of us whose knees have not turned to jelly yet, and his brains have not turned to mind-controlled pulp, must take this moment to declare ourselves boldly and resolutely as those who refuse to consent to voluntary slavery. And there's a surprise in store for, actually not so much us, or even for the people who are caught by the scam, but for those cowardly imposters of chaos, the people who are actually managing this entire scam, from Shaitan, the Ark, you could say conspirator, to all his minions amongst the various illegitimate authorities that govern the world today. And that is that the time of the mu'mineen and the muslimin is coming. And it is actually our time and not theirs. Because ours is actually the only true world order. That is of Islam. And this aligns itself with the law of Allah. Therefore, we will prevail. And not the false laws of the manipulated status quo. We know that we too, like the true believing Christians, and there are still them out there, we know that Allah's order will prevail. We know that the kingdom of heaven will be established on earth. We also look forward to the coming of Isa, the son of Maryam. It's certainly not the Jews or the Zionists that are chanting for Isa. And it is our re-emergence as Khalifatullah fil Ard, the deputies of Allah on earth, that is going to oust this scare-loaded pandemic. And similar manifestation of this deception, because that's what it is, it's deception. And this has gripped the planet, and it's gripped the planet for far too long, for the better part of 200 years. There's a few more things I'll say as to how we as Muslims can actually seize the moment. Inshallah, we'll say it next year. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ